Hour number two of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, 12 minutes after 4 o'clock. Glad you've dialed in today. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas with you. We'll take you right up until 6 o'clock tonight. A busy weekend ahead, a busy week to follow with Lorain County Fair, but that's not the only thing going on next week. We mentioned our high school football coverage, and we told you that at the 4 o'clock hour, you better get ready to laugh because we've got comedian Dave Morales on the line with us right now. Dave, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
No, not too bad, man. How you doing?
So far, so good. And, boy, we have you on because you're going to be part of a group putting on a wonderful show at Speak of the Devil in the Rain 1 week from today called Old Fashioned Comedy Night. What exactly is going down here at Old Fashioned Comedy Night?
Well, like myself, I have seven other comics coming out from the Cleveland area. And it's a free comedy show. It's going to be from 7 to 8:30. Next Thursday. It's going to be a great time. All the comics that are coming out are been doing it for years. There's a lot of talent out there. And we got some people that are coming out that host at the Improv basically like every other weekend. Like, it's going to be a good time.
Now, how did you put this list of comedians together? You mentioned you have a lot of folks coming out from the Cleveland area. How did you put this list together?
Well, I've been doing stand-up now for about 2 years, and I've been lucky enough to perform with a lot of these people, and, you know, a lot of them I call friends, and whenever I put on a show, they love to come out, and I always, it's always a good crowd, honestly. It's Lorain, they really embrace it. It's nice to see everyone come out.
What was it that originally got you involved in stand-up comedy? You mentioned you've been doing this for a couple of years. What was it that originally got you into it?
Honestly, I love Jerry Seinfeld. That's like, I wish Jerry Seinfeld was my father. That's like one of my inspirations in life right there.
Is there a favorite joke you've got, Dave, that maybe stuck out to you that really drug you into it?
You know, when, growing up as a kid, I used to watch a lot of Eddie Murphy and, sure. and Pryor and, you know, a lot of those guys. I just love the hardness and just the honesty and just being able to perform and experience like that. It's a lot of fun, honestly.
Tell us about these other comedians. You mentioned you've got seven other comedians coming to this thing 1 week from today at Speak of the Devil in the Rain for Old Fashioned Comedy Night. Tell us about these other comedians. Who are they and what makes them so great?
Well, we have Jason Moliterno coming out. He's actually on a brief fast tour right now going into Wisconsin. He's hilarious. He's from Youngstown. We got John Armstrong, who he is at the Improv every other weekend. He's hilarious. He's from the Youngstown area as well. We have the hilarious Amber Maida. She's coming in from Michigan. She's awesome. She lives in the Cleveland area now. She performs at Hilarities, like, basically all the time. We have myself, Brett Thomas, who won Rookie of the Year in the actual Cleveland comedy scene at the last award show. He's awesome. It's a bunch of people, and we might even have maybe a surprise or two.
Okay, very cool stuff. And, boy, it's always interesting to find out some of the trials and tribulations that, you know, comedians have gone through when they're up on stage. I mean, I'm not trying to relate what we do here on radio to what you guys do when you're up on stage, but a lot of what you do, you know, I mean, you're improvising, you're kind of feeding off the crowd, and I'm sure you've got some stories about some of your time doing stand-up comedy the last couple of years. Do you have a couple of instances that come to mind where, you know, you hit a joke and thought, man, I nailed that, I got the reaction I was looking for? Do you have any instances like that that come to the forefront?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I know... Excuse me. I know I was doing, I think it was actually the first Speak of the Devil show that I had thrown, you know, Curtin Page. They have a really cool establishment here. Shout out to them. And I had I think it was like some kind of incident going on outside of the place, and it ended up drawing into the inside. But I was able to use that while on stage, and I think that was a pretty good time right there.
Very cool stuff. And you know, you had mentioned that Jerry Seinfeld is one of the guys you kind of idolize. And you threw Eddie Murphy out there, Richard Pryor. Are there others today that you watch maybe on TV or you've gone to see in person? What are some of the modern-day stand-up comedians that you really enjoy?
Dave Chappelle's pretty good. I love what he does. He's hilarious. As far as new stuff, I don't know, man. I'm pretty much like an old soul, honestly. Like, there's a lot of good comics in the Cleveland area, like Bill Squire, who does a lot out there. And just, you know, there's tons of people I could keep talking about, but I really enjoy, like, the old-time stuff.
Dave, I always wonder with comedians. I mean, Bull and I kind of do it. We listen to radio differently since we work in the radio industry. Does it work that way with a comedian, or when you go to a show, man, are you just like any other fan there, sitting back, relaxing, trying to laugh with everybody else?
I know me personally. I usually like to be somewhat prepared, but not like too into myself, to which I can enjoy the moment. So it is pretty nice to see, you know, some people that you've never seen maybe come into town and check them out and maybe get to pick their brain for a little bit.
You mentioned Dave Chappelle earlier. I've got to ask you, because I get a different answer with every person I ask about this. You a bigger fan of Dave Chappelle, the stand-up comedian, or Dave Chappelle and his sketches? Because when he had that show, those sketches were out of this world awesome. But then again, that guy's a phenomenal stand-up comedian as well. What do you think he did better, stand-up comedy or sketches?
I mean, I think he's an artist overall, but if I had to choose, I mean, I would say a stand-up, definitely. He's hilarious. I mean, anything that he says, it's funny. He could read you, like, instructions to a booklet, and you would probably laugh for, like, the entire time. It's awesome, just the way he talks.
Hard to disagree with that. I'm 100% on board. I mean, Killing Him Softly I thought was tremendous, but then again, like I say, that show was so awesome. That was back when I was just getting out of college and getting into the workforce, and every Thursday I'd have to tune into Comedy Central to watch Dave Chappelle. It was just awesome, awesome stuff. Now, is this something you guys have done in the past, or is this the first time that you guys have put something like this together?
We put a show together, I think it was a couple of months ago. And then there was also another show here at Speak of the Devil that I was very grateful to be a part of with Jason Lawhead and Jimmy Schubert. That was pretty cool. We did two shows, which was awesome. And then I've done some shows out towards the Amherst area as well. But I just love Curtin Page so much, and I love this spot. It's a really good place for the city of Lorain.
Very good stuff. Well, Dave, before we let you go, for our listeners out there looking for some more information about how they can get involved and come on down and check out all the laughs at Speak of the Devil 1 week from today in Lorain, how can they go about finding out more information?
You can follow myself, Dave Morales, on Facebook, Dave and Lorain on Instagram. And then you can also look at Speak of the Devil on Facebook and Speak of the Devil Lorain on Instagram.
Very good stuff. Well, Dave, we appreciate the time very much, and we look forward to hearing you guys next Thursday at Speak of the Devil. Thanks for the time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me, man. You guys come out and go Tribe.
Absolutely. Go Tribe indeed. Again, Dave Morales. You can see he and seven others at the Old Fashioned Comedy Night at Speak of the Devil in Lorain. That show takes place 1 week from today. Sounds like it'll be a really good time. And, you know, a lot of times, Matt Douglas, when I'm going out to comedy shows, obviously we go because we see the headliners, guys and girls that maybe we've seen or heard of before, but sometimes it's the opening act, and sometimes it's the man or woman in the middle that make you laugh the most.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the fun of comedy shows. I when you go to see music or something along those lines, you're always kind of waiting for the last guy to come out to sing the songs you know. The guys beforehand are people who are kind of testing things out or singing stuff you may not have heard, and you think, oh, I like that or not. But it's always that last guy. I think that's the beauty of comedy. I mean, I've been to shows. I know you've been to shows where some of the guys who were opening up blow it out of the water. And not to put anything against it if you're going to see a Dave Chappelle or something, but it's a joke that stands with you with the guy who opened up or something along those lines. So I think that's the fun about comedy. I think that's the fun with stand-up. There's going to be certain guys you relate to maybe better than some of the other ones, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, everyone kind of takes the joke, how they take the joke, in different ways.
Yeah, no question. All right, good stuff. We need to step aside and take a break, but we will come back right after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with your Indians update. Tribe opens a new home.